Sonakshi Sinha and Diljit Dosanjh, who were last seen grooving to the song Move Your Luck in Noor, will be paired together for the first time on screen. If reports are to be believed, then the two will be cast in Vasu Bhagnani's Next, which will be helmed by a South Indian director. The makers of Jagga Jasoos unveiled the film's latest poster, and it has a lot going on. Encapsulating various elements of the visual extravaganza promised by the film's trailer, the poster has fans excited for the adventure film that sees Ranbir Kapoor and Katrina Kaif return to screen together. Salman Khan's Tube Light, which is being hotly anticipated by his fans, is all set for a global release. While posters of the film were spotted at Times Square in New York City, the film, however, has been denied release in Pakistan, despite Salman's raging stardom across the border to allow Pakistani films to release. Within 2 days of the release of its trailer, Akshay Kumar's Toilet Ek Prem Katha has shattered records across social media. The film's trailer has become the highest viewed Bollywood trailer on video sharing websites and has gained more than 15 million views across all digital platforms. Suraj Pancholi's career came to a standstill post his dream debut with 2015's Hero. But the star kid seems to be shifting gears as he's reportedly signed up for an action comedy directed by Prabhu Deva. Suraj also starts shooting for Farooq Kabir's Hafiz this month. The Los Angeles premiere of Edgar Wright's latest film Baby Driver saw the actors Ansel Elgort, Lily James, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx, Isaac Gonzalez and John Bernthal in attendance. The highly stylized heist film tells the story of a getaway driver who is also a music junkie. Hits theaters on June 30th. Nick Broomfield, who is known for his controversial music documentaries, has now turned his attention towards the life of Whitney Houston. The director opened about his latest movie, Whitney, Can I Be Me?, which focuses on the life of the late pop icon.
There were two very different images of Whitney. One was Nippy, who was from Newark, which is a very poor area of upstate New York, who was very funny and fun-loving and had an incredible laugh. And then there was Whitney Houston, who was a woman who wore gowns, who sang pop music, who was made acceptable, was the American princess for a largely white audience.
After debuting the single Bad Liar earlier in May, Selena Gomez has now dropped the highly anticipated music video for the song. The intriguing video sees Selena play four different characters in an interconnected storyline. The video closes with a tease for an upcoming project called Fetish. The annual Women in Film Gala was held in Beverly Hills to honor the women of the film industry. Actor and director Elizabeth Banks, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Dan Rather were among some of the big honorees of the night, who were surprised by Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, and Senator Kamala Harris as they announced each awardee. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.